President Trump has made it clear he wants to scrap or at least drastically change the North American Free Trade Agreement. At one point, the administration talked about slapping a 20% tariff on goods coming from Mexico, but it's still unclear exactly what he will do. That uncertainty has put a lot of businesses and workers in Mexico on edge, especially in a place like Tijuana on the border with California. NPR's Carrie Kahn recently traveled there and is with us now. Hey there.
Hi, Kelly.
What are people saying in Tijuana?
Let me tell you, it was really hard to get people to talk on tape. International businesses are incredibly cautious right now. No one wants to raise his or her head too high and bear the wrath of a 140-character tweet. Mm. I tried nearly 20 companies, some that I've talked to in the past, Kelly, and no one would talk to me. I did get one owner of a small company to agree to meet me at his plant, but when I got to the industrial park at the arranged time, the guard says they were instructed not to let me in.
Wow.
I did talk to several industry leaders, and they say despite the uncertainty right now, no companies have left Tijuana or pulled out of commitments. Many, though, are holding off on some projects or expansions.
So tell us about the economy in Tijuana. I mean, it's right on the U.S. border. It's across from San Diego. How closely are the two countries' economies tied together?
At the border, incredibly intertwined. I really think that it's hard to find a place in Mexico that has been more transformed by NAFTA. And when the Free Trade Pact was signed some 22 years ago, there were about 100 companies in Tijuana. Now there are at least 700, and more than 200,000 jobs dependent on the economy. And it's not just jobs in Tijuana. One recent study says that more than 500,000 jobs in California across the border are dependent on trade with Mexico. And that keeps growing as Tijuana's economy becomes more diverse over the years. It's no longer just TVs and trucks. There's aerospace and a growing medical device manufacturing. But there's still also the low-end manual labor stuff that keeps U.S. consumer goods cheap. And I just want to tell you about one worker that I met at a factory. All he does, Kelly, is package items brought over by California businesses. He gets the items, the box, the bubble wrap or peanuts or whatever, just packages it all up, slaps a U.S. delivery label on it, and then gets shipped back across the border.
So what's he packaging? What stuff are we talking about?
Wait for this. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
For the last few months, he's just been packaging Donald Trump bobbleheads.
No.
Seriously. They're made in China. They're shipped to San Diego, trucked across the border. He packages them, then sends them back to San Diego, and they're sent around the country. And the irony of the situation is definitely not lost on him.
So, I mean, this is a place, Tijuana and Mexico, that's been really plugged into the United States. I mean, I know it was hard for people to talk, but some people must have told you that they're nervous, yeah?
Yes, and Tijuana is really fascinating because it's not just goods crossing the border every day. It's generations of border crossers and international business and goods. And there's not that much illegal traffic, I just want to add, like in the decades before, because there are two walls there at the border between San Diego and Tijuana.
Yeah.
But free trade in Tijuana predates NAFTA when there was the Maquiladora program that gave international companies a tax break for locating right there at the border. I just want to tell you about one woman whose dad is dubbed the father of the Maquiladoras. He started the first one back in the 60s, manufacturing women's hair curl pins. I'm not even exactly sure what that is. I think they're curlers. And she's always grown up just thinking of this region as one place, San Diwana or Cali Baja. And she now runs a chamber of commerce on the U.S. side. And she says it's just heartbreaking to hear the disparaging remarks about Mexico. And her dad died last summer. And she said in some ways, she's kind of glad he's not around to see his life's work being so disparaged and misrepresented and possibly dismantled.
NPR's Carrie Kahn back at base in Mexico City. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.